بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله العظيم. By the grace and the mercy of Allah جل جلاله، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded us another opportunity in this Mubarak year of 1445 to witness once again the blessed month of Rajab, and then Sha'aban, and then the month of Ramadan. The desire and the shock and the yearning of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the month of Ramadan is exhibited in his dua, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua already 2 months before the month of Ramadan. We can imagine the excitement, the yearning, the desire, the understanding the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had of what Allah has kept for this ummah in the month of Ramadan. The dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O Allah, give us barakah, bless us in the month of Rajab and the month of Sha'ban, and enable us to reach the month of Ramadan, to enjoy the blessings of the month of Ramadan. For us to enjoy the blessings of the month of Ramadan, it cannot be that we begin to start the change only in the month of Ramadan. It has to start beforehand. We have to prepare for Ramadan before Ramadan. Yes, the rebellious shayateen are chained up, they are locked up in the month of Ramadan. But we understand from different riwayat and ahadith and the teachings of our ulama ikram, the nafs and shaitan, rebellious ones are locked up, but nafs is still there. So slowly we have to put the end and slow down the nafs of our desires and bring the commands of Allah into our lives. And in small steps, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem. What is kareem? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is most gracious. Allah gives great reward upon little amal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a person and bestows his bounties and ni'mas upon a person بِغَيْرِ إِسْتِحْقَاقِ وَلَا مِنَّا, without being deserving and without a person even asking. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives us. The reality we find in our lives, that possibly we can say the 99.9% of what we enjoy right now in our lives, we haven't even asked Allah to bless us with those ni'mas and bounties. Allah just threw it at us, gave us free of charge. But we look at the depression, and we look at the sadness, and we look at the stress and the tension, for that 0.5 or 1% of bounties which we are crying for, which we are greedy for, which we don't have, that is making us depressed. But 99% that Allah Ta'ala has given us without even asking, and the 1% that we don't have, that 1% now is blocking out and overwhelming that 99%, and we can't remain happy. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding of what the month of Ramadan should be, that we focus ourselves and start bringing sunnahs into our lives. Very, very importantly, that now we make an effort on our akhlaq, on our a'mal, and we turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, start ta'lim in the home, the fada'il of Ramadan, to understand what are the benefits of the month of Ramadan and how much should I take from the month of Ramadan. Starting from now, and simple sunnahs to bring in the homes, which all becomes a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Entering the home to make salam. How to make salam? Today we find, when it comes to salam, even be in the social media, how we make salam. Salams, S-L-M-Z or S-L-M-S. We hardly reply to salam also. And salam, there's so much of benefit. One is the name of Allah. As-salamu alaykum, may Allah, the one who possesses salam, be with you. May peace and safety be with you. May you be safe. And how much Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged the ummah, afshu salam, spread salam. Like how we disclose and open up somebody's secret, how quickly it just takes on and catches on. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used the same word, that afshu salam, spread salam, like how you spread people's secrets. Like when you tell somebody, if you really want to spread something very quickly, then tell the next person, don't tell anyone, it's a secret. And how quickly it will go out. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, that's how the salam should spread. husband is leaving the home, is coming back into the home, the wife is in the house, children are coming. And how to make the correct salam also to get the full benefit. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the reply, Salaamu alaykum salam wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And all these things are part of a dhikr in the home. To make salam, to make tasbihat, to feed the family. And as our illustrious and beloved Shaykh Hazman Abdul Hamid Sahib says, that the ulama of Syria used to feed their children, or rather the masturat and the ladies of Syria before, used to feed their children 100 duruds. 100 durud sharif. When the ladies used to ask the ulama of Syria before, our children don't listen to us. They're not obedient. They're throwing tantrums. Or they got their own minds. The ulama would say, feed them 100 durud. How do I do that? When you are cooking, when you are serving the food, start your durud sharif. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وصلى الله. Once you start durud sharif, you connected to Madina Munawwara. Your name has been taken at the road of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم without any booking or nusuki app. Your salam has been presented and Allah's 10 rahmat is descending upon you. 10 sins are being forgiven. 10 stages raised in Jannah. And the pot of food is full of the nur of the durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's what we should be feeding our families. The durood sharif, our nawafil, start increasing nawafil slowly, slowly. And for those masturat and those women who have young children, yes, taking care of our children is also ibadat. But together with that, we should have also a Quran tilawat. Taking care of the family, the children, seeing to the house, all this is part of ibadat. As long as we remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we're reading our durood sharif, istighfar, la ilaha illallah, every now and then we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to increase our nafawafil and Quran tilawat, very, very important. We're finding that this is a very, very big and great weakness in the ummah right now. When it comes to Quran tilawat, that we're not taking our time to read Quran. Somebody asked the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when Alim, Hazrat, I'm so busy with the khidmat of deen, I don't have time to sit and read Quran Sharif. I don't have time. The Shaykh says, then skip a meal. Because you know that the meal is important, therefore you take out the time. Quran, if I have time, then I'll read. No, it has to be part of the routine. This is my time for Quran tilawat. And our Shaykh would say that the mothers of before would ensure that the child cannot leave home without reading Yasin Sharif. That is part of your breakfast. Or there is no breakfast. So we as Masturat ulama explain that the men can bring deen to the front door and it is the women that will take deen into the house. And even if the men don't bring it, we can bring deen into the house. We can change the environment at home. So now to take stock of our a'mal, from the morning till the evening. So taking care of the house, our families, our husband, our children. This is all the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give them time, sit with them, make ta'aleem with them, start reading fadail Ramadan. And very quickly to conclude, ulama say there are three a'mal, that if you don't find the sweetness of worldly life in these three a'mal, then Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, understand, that now your heart is locked. Your heart has become hard and locked. Now we have the time to, and the season to unlock the hearts. Let's start now to find the sweetness of a worldly life. We had the holidays. We've got the best of food. We have got the best of kitchens, the best of appliances. All the amenities. But then to there's so much of unhappiness. Allah hasn't kept it in the things of dunya. Allah has kept it only in a'mal. Yes, enjoy. As Hakim Akhtar Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, all the halal things, enjoy. Don't do the haram. Don't go to the outlets and the places that you have to eat out. There's no barakat in there. Cook simple food in the house, home industry. Don't go out. Save yourself from that. Eat simple and be happy, but eat halal. Enjoy all the halal things. Hassan Basri will say, you'll enjoy this worldly life, then find it in salah. You'll only find it in salah. Mi'raj. So to say, there's no real Mi'raj night, and there's no special amal for the night of Mi'raj. But the season of Mi'raj is we are going through it right now. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given salah for this ummah, as a gift, every command of Allah came onto this world, by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. But Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the house of Ummu Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha. Long incident, we don't have the time, in the 10th year of Nubuwat, of Messengerhood, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after 3 years, was released from the valley of Abu Talib. For 3 years, there was starvation, there was sanctions, there was boycott. Sahaba ikram didn't have food to eat like the people of Gaza right now. They are going through the same thing. After 3 years, they were released from there. A few days after they were released, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lost his beloved wife Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. His internal support in the home. And all his children he got from Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Eldest Zainab radiallahu anha, Ruqayya, Umm Kuthum, youngest Fatima radiallahu anha. 3 sons, Abdullah, Qasim and Tayyib radiallahu anhum, all passed away in infancy. That when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went through, lost all his male offspring. 4 daughters. Now he loses his wife, beloved wife, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha. 4 daughters to take care of. Few days later, a few weeks later, Abu Talib, his uncle as his support, he loses him also. And then Salah was given, his long incident. Then he goes to Taif, he comes back, he's absolutely depressed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him from Mi'raj, give him Salah. It's a long incident. Last night we had mentioned this in our bayan in Avondale. We can listen to the recording. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what he went through in Taif, how they pelted and how they hit him. Absolutely depressed, low part of his life, sitting, lying down, sleeping in the house of Ummu Hani radiallahu anha. Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam comes, it's a long incident, and how he goes on the beautiful journey of Mi'raj to get the gift of Salah for us. Find sweetness in namaz. Turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala through Salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will say, the coolness of my eyes is in Salah. O Bilal, arihna, give us comfort. Say the iqama. How for us to reply to the azan? Teach our children, reply to the azan. That too is another whole muzakara altogether. The second amal, Quran tilawat. How I want to sit with my Allah and speak to my Allah. I'm speaking to everyone, social media, my family and everyone. Take our time to speak to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And thirdly, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to make the dhikr of Allah? We have to learn from the pious. We have to learn from the pious how to take the name of Allah with love and muhabbat. When the children come, grandchildren, then how we take enjoyment in calling out their names. How to take enjoyment in calling out to my Allah. That I feel the sweetness in my heart when I speak to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't find the sweetness of worldly life in these 3 things, Hasan Basri says, then understand your heart is locked. Now we have to unlock our hearts and find it. We have, mashallah, many alimat, muallimat, and many apas around. They can teach us Quran Sharif. We have to take out the time to go and sit down. Alhamdulillah, we all have personal trainers coming to the house. We're doing a lot of things, alhamdulillah. And we're calling different people to the homes. Call an apa, go to an apa. Teach me my Quran. Teach me the nafil namazes for the day. Teach me how to read it. Is my salah correct? My life is coming out right now. I don't know that my salah is accepted. I don't know how to take the name of my Allah properly. Please teach me before I reach my qabr. Now we have the season. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. It's something for us to be concerned about. If we don't know it, how will our children learn about it? May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and to enjoy the month of Ramadan as Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam give us all the virtues. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and understanding to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.